Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Catesville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. Shortly after 5 p.m. on Tuesday, June 16th, Huron Central Dispatch received a call about smoke being seen out on Heisterman Island off of Fairhaven Township. Additional calls making similar claims continue to follow. The island is state-owned and uninhabited with no buildings on it. However, boaters and hunters are no stranger to the island, especially during fall hunting season. Strong thunderstorms went through the area earlier, and the current theory is that possibly a lightning strike could have started a fire there. The Huron County Sheriff's Office responded with airboat and a drone, with the assistance of the Caseville Fire Department in bringing the airboat to the scene. The drone pilot, Officer Lieutenant Newman, ended up getting an opportunity between storms that followed to survey the island. Authorities were concerned that if the fire was related to some type of an emergency situation, such as an airplane crash, a boat accident, or camping mishap, that it would need to be investigated. However, no signs of that were present at the scene, other than the middle part of the island burning. Michigan Department of Natural Resources fire personnel also responded to determine their course of action. All information gathered was shared with them, and any future updates regarding this incident will be released by them rather than the sheriff's office. And State Representative Joseph Pavlov last week voted in support of legislation giving more Michigan communities the option to allow golf carts on local roads if local leaders determine it makes sense for their area. House Bill 4644 would increase the population threshold for cities, villages, and townships that may authorize golf cart use on local streets from 30,000 to 65,000. The legislation does not require any community to allow golf carts. Instead, it gives local governments the authority to make that decision based on their own roads, public safety considerations, and community needs. House Bill 4644 was approved by the House and now advances to the Senate for consideration. When we come back from this Oak Beach sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-Hour Wrecker Service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, some additional road work will be done in Lake Township at an additional cost. The Lake Township Board of Trustees approved having the Huron County Road Commission put down more gravel at a cost of $37,583. With that decided, there will be some graveling done to part of Sand Road, Conkey Road, Sand Road, Quarry Road, Old Sand Road, and a Cool de Sac. In other financial matters, the board had to make budget adjustments due to BSA Software's increased support costs. To cover the additional expense, approval was given for transfers to be made from millage housing funds over to computer support costs. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-Hour Wrecker Service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. Your pre